Yes, it's a bit like going up Mount Everest without an oxygen tank, I have to say. Personally, I'm very gloomy that this summit is really going to achieve anything very much. If we scroll back a few months, really relations between Moscow and Washington under George Bush were as bad as they've been since the early 1980s and the Cold War. Things were really very terrible. And Obama, who's making his first trip to Russia today as US president, has said that he wants to reset relations with the Kremlin and basically enjoy a kind of better relationship and better dialogue. But the problem is the problems between them seem intractable. Not least over the kind of thorny issue of nuclear arms reduction.
A nuclear-free planet is one of Obama's long-term goals.
Yes, that's right. We have to bear in mind that the United States and Russia between them have more than 90% of the world's nuclear missiles. And in theory, it would seem kind of relatively easy to get a deal. But the problem is missile defense in Central Europe. Now, this was a plan by the Bush administration to have radar interceptors and missile defense shields in Poland and the Czech Republic. And Obama, while I think he's cooler on this than Bush was, has not agreed to dump it. Now, the Russians want him to get rid of it, and they say that only unless he gets rid of it can there be a new deal. Now, yesterday, Sunday, he told Novaya Gazeta, the Russian opposition newspaper, he wasn't prepared to do this. So while I think there's going to be a lot of warm rhetoric today and tomorrow with Obama in Moscow, I think really the summit is careering towards failure.
And Obama described Putin, the Prime Minister and former Russian President, of course, as a man with one foot in the Cold War era.
Yes, I thought that was most extraordinary, not least because Obama really kind of hit the nail on the head. Putin is someone very much whose mindset dates back from his time in the KGB. And really, he still sees relations with America through this kind of adversarial prism of the Cold War. But for Obama to say this 2 days before he flies into Moscow, I thought was surprisingly either honest or undiplomatic, depending on your point of view. But Obama is having several hours today talking to Medvedev and a press conference later on in the Kremlin. But really, the key encounter will be tomorrow, Tuesday, when he has breakfast with Putin. And I think that'll be an extremely interesting encounter indeed. I wouldn't be surprised at all if Putin says something rather inflammatory afterwards.
And what about relations between Medvedev, the Russian president, and Obama?
If you want to be cynical about this, Medvedev is kind of the salesman. He's the nice, smiley guy who wears a baseball hat and says, friendly things towards the West, encourages Western investment, and will be smiling and joking with Obama later on today when they appear jointly together. But the problem is the real power broker in Russia, everyone knows, is Putin. And Putin is an altogether more obdurate, more prickly, more difficult figure. And Putin is the one who kind of is the supreme arbiter of Russian foreign policy. And this has been the problem all along, that Medvedev is the main interlocutor for Obama, but he's not the guy who makes the decisions at the end of the day. So if anything actually genuinely kind of positive, concrete comes out of this, I'll be astonished. And John, you can buy me a vodka.
All right, Luke, it's a deal. Many thanks.